This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. In a first of its kind seizure, a North Korean cargo ship has been taken into custody by the U.S. for violating international sanctions. It comes amid escalating tensions between the two countries over North Korea's nuclear weapons program. The Wise Onyx, North Korea's second largest bulk carrier, was first seized by Indonesian authorities in April of 2018 as it was transporting 25,000 tons of high-grade coal valued at $3 million to Indonesia. Indonesian officials later turned over the ship to the U.S. last July. Officials said the vessel was now in U.S. custody and on its way to American Samoa. They're seeking a civil injunction against it. Friday began a second day of talks between U.S. and Chinese negotiators who are trying to hammer out a new trade deal hours after the U.S. increased tariffs on $200 billion worth of Chinese goods from 10% to 25%. President Trump on Thursday was unapologetic about the increase, despite the great relationship he says he has with Chinese President Xi Jinping.
I like the president a lot. He's a friend of mine. But I'm representing the USA, and he's representing China. And we're not going to be taken advantage of anymore. We're not going to pay China $500 billion a year.
Mr. Trump said he also received a beautiful letter from Xi that expressed a sentiment of let's work together. Chinese Commerce Ministry spokesman Gao Fing told reporters in Beijing Thursday that China will not bow to any pressure and warned it has the determination and ability to defend its own interest. The ministry issued an earlier statement vowing to take any necessary countermeasures if the tax is actually implemented, which it has. This is VOA News.